Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at the composite trade. In Kansas City, May wheat at 721 is down 3/4. July, 727 and 3/4, down 1. May wheat in Chicago, 690, and that's 690 even now, down 4. July, 695, down 4.5. May corn, 628 and 3/4, down 1.25. July, 617 and 3/4, down 3/4. December, 535 and a half, down 4.5. May soybeans, 1360 and a quarter, down 11.75. July, 1341 and a quarter, down 10.5. November, 1227 and a quarter, down 5.75. May soybean meal, 392.50, down 4.60. May soybean oil, 48.57, up 2 cents. April live cattle, 126.67 and a half, down 57 and a half. April feeders, 143.57 and a half, down 32 and a half. And April lean hogs are 80.62 and a half, and they are down 80.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzzolo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
We had a jobs report today. 88,000 jobs added. That's not a big number. The percentage, though, went down by 0.1% because fewer people are looking for work. Does this translate to a risk-off mindset as we go into the weekend?
I think it continues on the path of a deflationary mindset, Dave. I think the risk-off would probably be in the equities. I think this helps explain really well why the gold earlier this week went ahead and tested its major low from May of last year, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we did hold that low, and we bounced off that low when it came to the jobs report in a safe haven buying. But I think the trade overall in commodities, excluding maybe crude oil and gasoline, which have been following equities and the Federal Reserve and the Central Bank and the Bank of Japan easing, I think commodities in general have been playing more of a deflationary, defensive tone. I'm hopeful that maybe there's less to be taken out in terms of premium in the commodities, but it certainly isn't good news because it really calls into question that you brought up the labor participation rate, lowest since May of 1979. That means there's about as many people looking for work as there were in May of 1979 right now. So pretty tough number, and makes the market probably come back and revisit the idea that because we're 70% consumption for our gross domestic product, it's going to be hard to get above 2% and maybe even difficult to make 2% growth. So that translates back into what kind of overall trade commodity demand will we have with the second half of the year.
Yeah, and the log jams at Brazil appears to begin to ease. It will be pretty soon when Argentina has soybeans that they are crushing for meal ready to ship out. And you look at the technicals in the front end of May, and you draw a trend line through the November and January lows, which were very close to approaching, and you go below that, and it could fall off the cliff fairly quickly, it would seem to me.
Yeah, and I think that's where the USDA report comes back around on us because, you know, we've been searching for the demand low here in this market, and we may have been put off even more because of this jobs report and because the USDA says to us that the demand is weak enough that we have much more supply mm-hmm. than you thought, especially in the corn, but even to a lesser degree in the beans. And so I think it matches up that the second half of this year, calendar year, gets a lot harder for us to promote a strengthening demand base in the commodity sector. It essentially keeps us reliant more upon the supply side. And there are some beneficial things going on and positive things on the supply side. Unfortunately, it's not on the row crops, and I think you bring up a good point about the beans. And then you've got these two potential black swans looming overhead right now, meaning the bird flu issue,
right,
and meaning North Korea, and what our relationship with China is going to be in the not-too-distant future if the grandson of the man that started the Korean War, or Korean conflict, I should say, is going to come in and do exactly what his grandfather did. And that's, I think that's a real concern, and really puts some stuff on the table that keeps you in that, as you say, risk-off mindset, especially in equities, but probably keeps you tempered as well in the commodities.
Yeah, with that new bird flu virus and really some question about transparency out of China, you begin to wonder, you know, to what degree has that virus mutated, and to what degree does it potentially show up in or not show up in birds, but yet infect human beings? To what degree does it potentially have the ability to infect animals of a higher species, I guess, like pigs and such?
Right.
And there are no answers coming.
No, and I think this is where it's probably smart for the producer out there listening to think about the SARS incident when we had SARS break out so seriously in 2002, 2003. That lasted quite a while, and therefore it impacted our markets a little bit longer than maybe it should have. But I think that if it comes fast in terms of this news of this disease breakout, and it ends fast within the next week or so, I think there's no harm done as far as the market mindset, and no harm done in terms of what the potential demand hit could be that we may take. So the longer it goes, and like you said, some of these questions about whether it moves from human to human, right now they're saying no. Right now they're saying the Tamiflu works real well on it. All these things suggest that maybe it could go away as fast as it came, and that's certainly what I hope.
Meanwhile, you're going to get some sleep, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The trading day, 4.5 hours shorter, beginning Sunday night.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, and this is what I talked to a Newswire guy about not too long ago, Dave, I'm hoping that this maybe knocks out some of the high-frequency trading, because they like the smooth 24-hour trading for their computer models. And so I'm hoping maybe the pit trade and these reduced hours become more important to the trade in terms of price trend. And maybe we don't have to deal with such short-term news and headline news hitting our prices as much after this. So that's something I'm kind of watching.
And never say never. Maybe 11 o'clock will become, on report days, back to when the market is not open. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be able to talk about the what-ifs instead of what is.
What else are you looking at in terms of providing information to hedgers over the weekend?
Well, I did a couple meetings this week, one south of Champaign with a farm club in Douglas County. And I think the big thing after the stocks report that came out to me in corn especially is the idea that the stocks number for corn doesn't really jive too well with a 2004 stocks number that the USDA gave us, because our carryover number is so much lower. So I'm kind of trying to play in between the USDA report and the planting delays, thinking that if we're going to go down, Dave, we're going to go down in the front end and bring a carry back to the corn market like we did in the wheat. So paper hedges in the front end and early new crop, but leave the cash sales alone for right now in the corn.
Yeah, cash is king at the moment, yes.
You got it, sir.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Have a great day, buddy.
That's Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace: May wheat in Kansas City is 7.18¾, down 3. July, 7.25¼, down 3.5. May corn is 6.30 unchanged. July, 6.19¼, up 3/4, now up 0.5 at 19 even. December is 5.36¾, down 3¼. May wheat at the board is 6.91½, down 2.5. July, 6.96¼, down 3¼. May soybeans, 13.60¾, down 11¼. July, 13.41¾, down 10. November at 12.27¼, down 5¾. May soybean meal, $392.40, down $4.70. May soybean oil, $48.64, up 9 cents. April live cattle, $126.65, down 60. And April feeders, $143.60, down 30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.